When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Well, it is an absolutely spectacularly gorgeous, sunny Sunday morning up here in the great Pacific Northwest. And in the studio with me today, as always, and without him, there would be no Animal World. Our production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. I wouldn't say without him. You know, somebody else could always come in. You know, we have to have those kinds of contingency plans, you know, just in case the...
It's called
the big bus theory. You know, if you get run over by a big bus, it's always nice to know that somebody can come in and push the buttons.
It wouldn't be the same. The energy of the show has changed.
But
since
not impossible.
You joined
that's,
us.
That's all I'm saying. Just not impossible.
Yeah, but you have become a big part of the show.
Thank you very much.
And I'm very grateful that you're here.
As am I.
All right.
It's a good deal.
Now, across the glass, through the glass, in her own private studio would be Animal World call screener number one. Kathy's here. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
And the reason you're in your private studio is because our call screener number two, Aji, is out again this week, and I'm sure she's listening to us, but she's been having, I think, some allergic sinus reactions to stuff, and I can totally sympathize with her. Because, you know, last week I kind of sneezed my way through the show.
And I remember.
Mike, you said they'd done some work in here and kicked up a lot of dust.
Right.
Man, I'm not used to being this sensitive, but, you know, as I've gotten older, I'm more sensitive, and particularly to that respiratory stuff. So I did have a reaction, and I ended up, and Robin will join us shortly here, but she had to help me heal this week. I ended up taking allergy meds, for heaven's sakes. I probably should have popped one again this morning because I can feel myself clogging up again already.
Really? I just thought, I was thinking myself as I came in this morning, it was not as bad. I'm just doing a little bit of sniffing, but you're absolutely right. Last weekend was brutal.
Yeah, last was not good. I also cut all my grass yesterday. And early evening, and kicked up a lot of dust because it's actually dried out in my up here finally. So at any rate, but if I sound a little strange or if I sneeze through the show, well, you'll just know it's old sensitive Martha.
So what you're saying is as we get older, we become more sensitive. To a lot of things.
Well, yeah.
Figuratively and literally.
I suppose that can happen. At least it's happening with me. That's my case. And then, of course, it is hard to believe, but it is the second Sunday of August already. And that, of course, means it's a Martha and Robin Sunday. So gifted Mount Shasta Mystic, co-host of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, is joining us from Mount Shasta. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Martha. And I just wanted to let Mike know I can't hear him, so I don't know if his mic is down or If it's just me and not the,
how it's
broadcasting.
He just pushed a button, so let's test.
I bet you can hear me now.
I can hear you now, Mike.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. And usually your other half, the other co-host of Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis, Bob Bordenero, is usually hanging out in the kitchen. Of course, we've been chastising him about doing dishes and microwaving during the show that I don't know what he's up to this morning. But is Bob, are you there?
He is not. He actually went for his two-mile walk he takes every morning.
Oh, see, we chased him out of the kitchen, Mike.
I heard the microwave before we went on the air.
Well, that could have been Robin.
Oh, that's true.
It was, actually.
Okay.
I was heating up a breakfast burrito and eating a little bit before I came on live. Thanks for telling my secrets.
All I said, Robin, was that I heard the microwave. You're the one who revealed the secret.
All right,
awesome,
you guys.
Mike.
Well, I got to tell you is that if you only listen to one Animal World this month, this is the show to listen to. We have got a ton of stuff to do. And Robin, just so you know, we haven't had a chance to talk this morning, but I kind of got that we're supposed to do everything. So the deal is there's no fruiting around, you guys. Now, it's, of course, usually me that goes off on tangents and all of that. So anyway, we're going to have to stay focused, and we're going to bang through a lot of stuff because we got a lot of animal stuff to cover, and we got some me stuff to cover, and we've got a lot of questions related to Pleckner syndrome stuff and that Bob wants to know, you know. And if Bob asks, we generally have to answer his questions. So we'll wait till he gets back from his walk, though. At any rate, I just want to let you know to fasten your seatbelts because you may get whiplash. We're gonna cruise through so much stuff today. So let's see. Before we do that, well, we'll just start with business right now because the first thing we'll do is because it's Martha and Robin Sunday and Robin Alexis is here. Robin, you do have a special going on sort of related to Mystic Radio and RobinAlexis.com and your soul spa and all of that. So tell us what you got going on.
Well, I'm extremely excited to be sharing with people my book, Robin's Song, Treasure Your Soul's Wisdom. When you come to my website, robinalexis.com, you can click on the banner of the picture of the book right on the homepage, and you can receive it for free. Today is the anniversary date of my third near-death experience, and I do write about all three of the near-death experiences in that book. So every August 12th that passes by, I'm awfully grateful I'm still alive, and to be sharing it with you, Martha, and this audience, it's very, very exciting. So come to robinalexis.com, and please enjoy that book. I love sharing it with people.
And it's kind of Robin's song. It's kind of like your autobiography.
Yes, it's how
kind of like the story of your mystic life.
Yes, it's how it all unfolded from a very strict Christian structure to the expansiveness of my experience of love, of Christ, of Yogananda, of all this journey that we're on. And in addition to that, if you go to facebook.com/mysticradio with no space between mystic and radio, I am offering a violet flame prayer to transmute financial debt. And I have listened to it now 7 times in a row for 7 days. And Martha's given me a little commitment to make, which I did, and I'm so excited about it. I'm going to listen to it for 70 days, 7 times in a row.
Well, we should probably explain this. So, you know, like I said, there's going to be a lot of stuff we're talking about today. And first of all, this is what are you calling it? A violet flame
prayer.
Or invocation.
Yes.
That it's an audio recording.
Yes.
That you kind of channeled.
Mm-hmm.
Is that appropriate to say?
Yes.
And you're giving it away for free on your Facebook page.
Yes, facebook.com/mysticradio with no space between mystic and radio.
And when you play it on your computer, it takes about 3 minutes to go through this little prayer. And so the idea that Robin put it up was so that you know, we could listen to it and get into it and kind of transmute debt and create abundance and that kind of stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay. So then this chat goes on in Robin's website in her Soul Spa, which is the private group within her website. And one of the Soul Spa people that was reminding us about there's something significant in terms of being very powerful energetically if you do something seven times in a row times 70. Well, 70 times 7 or 7 times 70 is a powerful number combination. And it's a number combination that I was taught by the masters probably 20 years ago in relation to transmuting other stuff in a different process, and we're not going to talk about, but it is very powerful. So what the Soul Spa person mentioned that in a posting, Robin, and then she said she was going to do it 7 times every day for 7 days in a row.
Yes.
And then Robin and I talked, and I said, well, I don't know about 7 times 7. Maybe that's powerful too. Robin, you can tell by looking at the energy, but isn't it going to be most powerful if we did it? It's kind of hard to do it 70 times a day for 7 days in a row, but how about doing it 7 times a day for 70 days in a row? And of course, and Robin started to buzz. So we decided that's what we're going to do. So you've done 7 days in a row?
Yes.
Of seven times each day. And the good thing is it's free to you. All you have to do is do something. You go to Facebook. So I don't do Facebook. So you go to your Facebook page.
Facebook.com/mysticradio with no space between the words mystic and radio. And it will pop up. And you can download that Violet Flame Prayer. And why not? You know, how many of us don't have some kind of credit card debt or mortgage or school loan or whatever? If there is an energy in the universe, which I believe there is, that we're not using, it's like having a winning lottery ticket and not cashing it in. And I have definitely noticed results just by doing it in 1 week.
Well, I believe I've noticed results, too. In fact, I was just telling Mike about one of them. I didn't get to finish the whole thing, but I had the experience I had is I started doing it. I did 7 times in a row one day, and then the next day, we're always trying to include more advertisers in our Animal World family of advertisers because that's what keeps us on the air. And two things happened the next day that were pretty significant. And one of them was that Kathy, call screener Kathy, had this great idea to take our Animal World advertising flyers and go around and post them at off-leash dog parks and stuff.
That is
a
great idea.
In a container for, people to pick up and so forth. Because one of the things I've found out that in people that I've been talking to recently, everyone I talk to says, I'd love to be a part of the show, but radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive, which can be true, but not here on Animal World. We're not trying to get rich. We just want to stay on the air and serve y'all and your animals. And so it's as little as $45 a week. You can have two professionally written and produced at our cost ads on the air, a link on the Animal World homepage website, and at least two live interviews on the show. It doesn't get more affordable than that. Anyway, so Kathy got this hot idea, and she's been running around posting stuff all over the place. And then two new advertisers that were kind of in the works, but it just was dragging on and on and on, and we didn't know if it was going to happen or not. Both of them confirmed on that next day. So we'll have a new advertiser joining the family next week, and then we've got a new holistic type dog food coming on, and I'm going to meet with them next week, but they're going to come on at a sponsor level, which is really wonderful. So woohoo, I'm doing a happy dance, and that all happened the day after I started doing this. So woohoo, where's that woo-woo music? There we go.
I want to tell a woo-woo story.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, what happened to me, the Discover Card Company, they let me know through an email that I was being offered a credit card at 0% interest for 15 months on all transfers and purchases.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay. that sounds pretty wonderful. Yeah, and I wasn't, you know, that was just from listening to the Violet Flame prayer that you can download for free, facebook.com/mysticradio with no space between mystic and radio.
Yeah, so if you want to join us, you know, so Robin and I are both, our goal is to listen to this 7 times a day for 70 days in a row. You know, it takes about 20 minutes. You know, that's not really a lot, considering. You just have to do it. So if you want to join us, you can do it for free. And then we'll all tell each other happy dance abundance stories. So there you go. Okay. Now, speaking of that, someone today can also become abundant with Missing Link, because our generous Designing Health sponsors are still continuing the giveaway, which means that at some time during today's show, when I do the Missing Link advertisement, I will give you the Missing Link word of the day. And when you hear that, your job is to pick up your phone, quick like a bunny, and call Kathy and tell her what kind of missing link you would like for your animal friends. And you have the choice of the ultra feline cat formula, two choices for dogs, and that is the hip and joint formula or the skin and coat formula. And then there is a new vegetarian formula called the Well Blend, which is created for food sensitive dogs and cats. So you can choose any of those formulas, and you get a free supply of Missing Link. And the reason you want Missing Link is because it provides what's missing in processed and cooked pet food, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils and the enzymes and the raw ingredients and the fiber and all that sort of stuff. So it's a really, really good stuff. And the only stipulation is that Mr. and Mrs. KK&W have some rules. And the important rule is that you can only win a contest every 30 days here on the station. That's all shows inclusive. So if you've won a contest on any show here on Alternative Talk 1150 AM, then you're not eligible until 30 days have passed. So write down these phone numbers, because you'll need them when you hear the Missing Link word of the day. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 1-888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. And that will happen, like I said, sometime during today's show. All right. And then we are, I've got a couple of events happening today I'm going to tell you about soon. I've got some new TV alerts, and we've got a bunch of animals in the news. We've got a bunch of good news. A lot of those are tuned in to what's going on with the animals for Martha and Robin. And then we've got the follow-up issues from the last week or so at the animal world. And then we've got all of this Pluckner stuff that we've got some hot stuff going on there and something I need your help with. And that's a lot. Now, one of the first things I was going to do was find out if Christine from Soul Spa, member Christine, an Animal World listener, and Christine is the one that started the Love Song Facebook group for sending love and prayers to any animal-related situation on the planet or your own personal animals if they need help. And I was going to do a shout-out for Christine to find out if she's listening, so as we go through these animal things, she can get them posted on Facebook. And I have a personal request. But wouldn't you know, Christine's already sent us an email, Robin.
Oh, good.
So we know she's on board. And I think she has... I'm hosting Love Song Group on Facebook, and I'm still learning to be a responsible sender of the Ruby Red Ray. That's a healing ray. What I am doing is take many of the pictures from Facebook of people abusing animals, and while I share this picture and send the Ruby Red Ray to all that are witnessing the picture, I also send it to the abuser. This is my quandary. So this must be a question for us or you, Robin. My most recent picture was early this morning of a person forcing a puppy to drink alcohol. Ooh. It is going down the wrong path to, is it going down the wrong path to also ask you how Facebook and myself can further the identification of the abuser? Or should I stick to just sending out the Ruby Red Ray and let the guardians of the Ruby Red Ray take care of the rest? My personal feeling on this, Robin, I don't know what yours is, but mine is you stay out of the specifics.
I heard that too. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, yeah.
Okay. Yes, I agree with you, definitely.
Yeah, send to the highest good. You always send, you know, because you don't have the right to mess with anybody else's stuff unless you're asked. So if you're going to put energy into a situation, you always do it to the higher self for the highest good of a situation, you know, on all levels for the highest good. But you don't want to get in there and mess with the specifics. Because, you know, when you mess with somebody else's karma, guess what? It becomes yours. We got enough on our plate. You don't need to be messing with other. And you can attract this stuff to you. All kinds of stuff can happen. But I don't know. Have you got a better explanation than that, Robin?
No. I think I'll go with that.
Yeah. So just stay with the higher good and the overall intent and all of that sort of stuff. Okay, then. All right, let's do happening today events in case you guys want to get ready to go somewhere. And first off, we're local here in the Factoria area at the Seattle Humane, which is right across I-90 from us here. And today is the last day of their annual Catapalooza event. It's the 8th annual celebration of cats. And it's today from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And they got all kinds of stuff going on. This is an event you can bring the whole family to. Now, the event's been going on all weekend, and I have no idea where they are in adoption numbers. But the first 25 people to adopt a kitten this weekend get it for free. So the first 25 kitten adoptions are free. They may have done that yesterday. I don't know. But you never know. And adoptions begin today at 10 a.m. And this goes all day until 5 p.m. And after the first 25 kittens are adopted, then kittens are $50 a piece to adopt. But guess what? All adult cats are free. Aww. Woohoo! So that all adoption fees on adult cats are waived. So that's really cool. So there's 9 local animal rescues participating in this Catapalooza. And then for the kids, there's face painting, cat toy making, education stations for kids, expert cat advice, and demos like how to clicker train your cat, cat-centric art, treats, leashes, collars, and more. So if you're looking for something to do, that's at the Humane Society in Factoria today. And then if you are, and I don't know where Union Gap is, but if you're around that, Mike knows?
It's just outside Yakima.
Outside Yakima?
Yeah, it's just east of Yakima, and it actually connects Yakima to the lower valley.
I had no idea. So if you are listening, probably you're streaming if you're listening, or you're driving over there or something. It is the last day of the Super Adoption event sponsored by Positive Alliance. Is at the PetSmart in Union Gap. And it was all day yesterday, all day today, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. today, activities, games, and demos, over 200 dogs and cats. So if you're over in the Union Gap area, you could take advantage of that. Okay, then. So that covers the happenings today. Now, what do we do next here? Got to give you a couple of alerts. And Robin, you could tune in on this one. I just feel like mentioning these. This is a lost bird alert here locally, came in last night. Mount Lake Terrace area, 2 gray cockatiels are missing. Their names are Buttons and Baby. They've been missing since August 10th. That would be Friday, wouldn't it? Yeah, because today's the 12th. Okay, so they went missing on Friday. Don't have any details of how they escaped. But they belong to this gal's mom, and they are her babies and sweet companions, and she's devastated. So their names are Buttons and Baby. They're gray cockatiels. They are loose in the Mount Lake Terrace area around here. And if anyone, if you see them or know someone, we have Mom's phone number so you can call her. So I have that right here in front of me. So if anybody out there, and this is a lost bird alert. This went out to pretty much all the rescues and stuff in the area. So if you find these birds or see them, even if it's after the show today, pretty much if you call any rescue in the area, they're going to know and have the contact information. Or you can call us here at Animal World because I've got it if you need the phone number. And, well, heck, grab your pens. I'll just give it to you now. And that way you'll have it. But Buttons and Baby, gray cockatiels in the Mount Lake Terrace area. You call Denise Stewart, and her number is 425-773-1696. 425-773-1696. Are you getting any hit on those birds, Robin?
Yes. If we send them a picture postcard of how to get back to where they need to go, they'll go home.
Well, I don't have a picture postcard to send.
Well, I'll do it while you're talking about
that. Yeah, so if you can hone in on where home is. It's obviously somewhere in Mount Lake Terrace.
Well, I'll just okay, I've got it. I'll work with them.
You got great. Okay. Excellent. All right. Now, this is a I'll do that in a minute. Let's just how about some a good TV alert? Well, and I don't know if it's a good TV alert. A questionable animal TV alert. How about that? This is a new show, another network show. It is previewing tonight on NBC, kind of after or in between on the Olympic stuff. And my TV guide, it's at 10:38 p.m. this evening. And it's called Animal Practice. And it looks like, from what I've seen in the promos, it's like about a veterinarian and a vet's office. And it's like, I think it's a sitcom type thing. And I'm pretty sure it's going to be really hokey and I'm not going to like it. But I'm keeping an open mind, you know, and any good animal programming, I'm glad to see. So, you know, maybe it'll be good.
It's possible.
It's possible.
But we'll get a full report, not next week. The week after.
Well, yeah, because next week's Kevin and Kim Sunday. Yeah. I'm going to Temple. But anyway, it's about Animal Practice, a new sitcom about a veterinarian on NBC, and they're premiering it tonight, or previewing it tonight with the Olympic stuff, and it has says 10:38 in my TV guide. Now, the other, I've been seeing promos because I've been watching. Last night I was watching a bunch of Dog Whispers with Cesar Millan, which is on the Nat Geo Wild channel. And they're previewing or promoing a returning show. And since I've only recently been able to watch the Nat Geo Wild channel, I've never seen it before. But this is more a reality veterinarian show. It's called The Incredible Dr. Pol, P-O-L. And I don't know if any of you have seen this show, but he looks like an older veterinarian who is working with all kinds of animals. They show dogs and cats and farm animals and exotics. And the guy must, you know, be a real character. And how good it is, I don't know. But I think I'd much rather see a real vet working with real animals in real cases than a sitcom, because I think a sitcom, you know, who knows if there's going to be any decent information there. But a real vet working with lots of animals might be fun. So I think they said that is going to premiere on August 28th. So that will be a Saturday evening. So that'll be before the next show that I'm going to do. So I'll have a report on that, too.
All right. I just read a review of Animal Practice.
Oh, okay. So what do you? Oh, you're chuckling here. Yeah.
I'm chuckling. I don't want to say anything. I think we should do what you suggested and have that open mind and watch it.
We'll give it a try.
But the monkey's going to throw you off. That's all I'm going to say.
Ah, okay. Okay, Robin, you got anything to say about the TV?
No, but I'm getting an image for the two birds. I'm seeing a home where the kitchen and dining room and living room is open. I can hear a television on in the background. It's kind of a oak cabinets and table, or so some sort of, you know, light colored wood. And I'm attempting to give that picture to these birds. So I don't know if anybody who's listening could confirm whether I've actually tracked the right home for these birds to be going to.
Well, and I'm just thinking Christine could put Buttons and Baby the Cockatiels in Mount Lake Terrace up on the love song.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, and then everybody could send energy for to get these kids home to their mama because she misses them.
Yeah.
All right, so if anybody is aware of these cockatiels and their home, if you want to shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can call Kathy at 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569 and let her know if Robin is tuned into the right place. Sounded good to me, though. Felt good to me.
Okay.
So, hopefully. All right. Now we'll get into the rest of some animal stuff and news alerts. And we are going to, like I said, fasten your seatbelts, folks, because we are going to bang through this stuff. Because we're going to need it. If we're going to do the Pleckner work, that's where I'm headed. If we're going to do the Pleckner work, we're going to have at least an hour of the show to do that. So we got to bang through all this animal stuff. So, Robin, put your seatbelt on. We are going to actually stay on time here and take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Because after all, without them, there's no us. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. And Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can call them at 360-658-7857. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Call into Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, flower essences, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 206-463-1425. That's 206-463-1425. Or check them out on Facebook.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
No shirt, no shoes, no problem. Come as you are. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and my goodness, we're on the downside of the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here until noon, and we got lots more to do, and we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's the second Sunday of the month, and traditionally that means it's Martha and Robin Sunday, so gifted Mount Shasta Mystic from Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis is here. Robin, are you still there?
I am.
Okay. Anything go down over the break that we need to know about?
Nope.
Okay. So, I launch into follow up and news and all that sort of thing, we know Christine is listening, and for any of you that aren't aware, Christine is an Animal World listener and Soul Spa member who has started a Facebook page. It's called Love Song, and to go to it, you go to Facebook. And you search Love Song and look for the Love Song with the globe. And that's the indicator that you're in the right place. And what she's doing is posting different animal situations around the world where we can send our light and our prayers and our healing energy. And if you have something specific going on with your animal friend, you can post a request for prayers and love energy sent.
I should point out, though, in order to access the page, you have to be a Facebook member.
Okay, and how do you know how to do that?
You have to join Facebook. I actually tried to log on last week towards the end of the show, and since I do not have a Facebook account, and I was not.
Okay.
I'm just not a Facebook person.
Well, you know, that makes two of us. But we may be the only two on the planet.
Kathy,
are you a Facebook person?
I am.
Oh, okay. So, the only two people on the planet who are not Facebook people, that would be me and Mike.
Right. You can count on
us.
But
Kathy, M&M.
Since you're a member, you should sign on and take a look at it and report back to us.
I definitely will.
Okay.
I've been thinking about it.
You should do it right now.
Well,
right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Why not?
All right.
Well, she can do it in there, right?
Sure.
I don't think she knows how to do that.
Oh, I think she does.
Do you know how to use a computer in there, Kathy?
I know how to use the one at home.
Well, okay, so you'll have to show Kathy how to use the computer in there. All right.
Yes, we will.
So we will do that. But so anyway, for those of you listening that do know how to use Facebook and are Facebook members, you go to Facebook and you search Love Song, and then you look for the Love Song with the globe. And that's the right one to click on or whatever you do to access the Facebook page. Now, Mike has gone in, for every you that don't know, Mike's gone into the other room, and he's going to get Kathy online here. And then Kathy can use her membership to click onto it. But anyway, the reason I'm telling you about this is, A, so you know, and that you can be checking on this throughout the week, because then you can lend your prayers and energy. But specifically, because Christine, I have a personal request in that I would like you to put up a little blurb requesting healing energy and prayers be sent to my elderly blue Abyssinian guy, G-Man, because I really messed up big time. And I messed up his medication dose, and he started crashing last night, and I didn't figure it out till early this morning. And that's part of all the Plechner stuff, and I'll explain that to you when we get to it. But so I'm not going to go into details now, but he really needs a lot of healing energy sent to him. And the Ruby Red Ray is very appropriate because that's a healing ray, and he likes to use that one. So I'd really appreciate it if you could post him, Martha's Blue Abbey G-Man, for extra prayers and healing. Robin, have you got anything to add to that?
Just that he really needs it. He's pretty disoriented right now, so he needs help.
Yep. And I gave him extra stuff this morning before I left when I realized what had been going on. And like I said, I'll explain it to you later as we have time to do it. But the more prayers and healing energy sent his way, the better. So I would appreciate y'all helping. So, Mike, did you get Kathy set up in there?
She is working away.
All right. She's got a smile on her face.
She does have a smile on her face.
So
I expect a full report with a 10-page report, double-spaced.
No, well, she's looking at the phone. Come on, phone, ring. Then I won't have to do that. No. Anyway, now she looks like she's concentrating. So, well, we'll wait until she has a report for us.
I'm going to start making faces at her here pretty soon.
Okay, yeah. People have started sending energy to G-Man. He's already smiling at me in my third eye.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, all the help you can give us, folks, because I really messed up the detail. And I'm going to tell you how. But like I said, we're going to save that for when we get into the Plechner stuff. So, all right. That being taken care of, and please keep it up, because that way I can do the show. Robin and I can do the show, and you guys can send a G-Man. Let's see. I'm going to get...
Oh, excuse me. May I interrupt?
Oh, of course.
If anyone has one of those zero-point gravity wands, he would really like people to use the zero-point gravity wand, those Omega wands, and send him wanding energy. And he also says that if people want to post about it, then he will write back to people individually through me and thank them.
He and Robin are pretty tight these days, okay? Okay. And he's still got the yogi with him.
Let me tell you about that. Before, I didn't know that you had emailed me until Mike told me off mic.
Just before the show, like 2 minutes before we went on the air.
Right, that you'd emailed me. But G-Man came to me in my meditation this morning and told me that he was tanking. And I looked to see if his yogi was with him, and the yogi is with him. So that was interesting you brought that up.
Yeah, well, the yogi woke me up early this morning and told me why he was tanking, thank goodness.
And for people who don't know, the yogi is kind of G-Man's spirit guide, as even though he's a cat, he has a yogi because he has a relationship with that yogi on a soul level.
Well, and if you listen to all our, you know, Martha's woo-woo cat stories, you'll remember the yogi and him coming and all of that stuff. But we're not going to go into detail about that now. You'll just have to trust us and get on the woo-woo plane with us. All righty. I'm climbing on my soapbox just to warn you. But, you know, it's not political, so there we go.
Ooh, we could get real political today with the announcement of the vice
president. Oh, yeah, but we're not. No, just
shh. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. We're not going there.
All right. Okay? No side trips.
Don't want to upset my longtime listeners. Okay. So we're not going there. We all know we're all thinking the same thing, but we're just not going there. But I am getting on my soapbox, but this has to do with animals and food. Now, I warned you about this in the news, I don't know, a few weeks ago, that I had gotten wind of the fact that the AVMA, which is the American Veterinary Medical Association, was going to come out and make a formal statement against feeding raw food to our animal friends. And I told you then that, you know, it's connected to, and Robin can follow the streams of energy to this, it's connected directly to the large processed pet food manufacturers that support the veterinary schools and provide pet nutrition education to vet students, which is why they don't know anything about feeding animals. At any rate, they this week have come out and made their statement. And it's quite interesting. And I'll read you the release that I have. AVMA discourages pet owners from feeding raw pet food diets. The American Veterinary Medical Association passed a new resolution discouraging the feeding of raw pet food diets to dogs and cats due to human health concerns. The association is discouraging pet owners from feeding raw meat diets because pathogens like salmonella, E. coli, and other bacteria can be easily transmitted to humans by handling the raw food or through contact with the animal's feces. All right, now why I find this so interesting. Number one, I've told you what it's connected to and why, but I will also tell you that my personal belief, although I don't believe there's a right and a wrong, and I work with the whole gamut, if you know, you've been with me for the last 17 years of processed, of home cooking. But in the processed, I prefer the high-quality, all-natural foods, the home cooking or the raw food diets. I personally believe that the best and the best way to feed your animals is raw. I think the best raw food diet out there is the raw meaty bones diet, which is put out by Dr. which is the information. It's not a product you can buy. This is a way of feeding raw meaty bones. And that's the name of the book, by the way. If you Google raw meaty bones, you'll come up with Dr. Lonsdale, who is a British veterinarian. You'll come up with his website and how to get the book and that sort of thing. That is the best. That is my personal opinion. And I feed raw to my cats. Now, but the AVMA and the powers that be behind the big money behind processed pet foods, and most of this is the crappy stuff you get in the grocery store or the prescription stuff, they've been after, because raw food is growing. It's becoming very popular. A lot more people are doing it. And so they're doing their best to mess up the detail because it's hitting their pocketbooks. Well, I find it just almost laughable that in the AVMA resolution that they passed, discouraging the feeding of raw food diets, they couldn't come up, they couldn't put anything in writing or say any reason that it's bad for the animals. The only reason they could come up with to put in this resolution is human health concerns because of the camp contamination from handling raw food. Well, if that's true, for crying out loud, people handle raw food all the freaking time. When you raw chicken for your family, when you're doing steaks or salmon on the barbecue, well, if you're eating meat that isn't pre-cooked, you're not buying it cooked, fast food stuff or, you know, you're handling raw food, for crying out loud. So I guess you all better stop It's like, give me a break. I just find this hysterical. I mean, if it weren't so serious and weren't so skewed, it's laughable. Now, what I'll also tell you, there's a lot of sources for raw food. And like I feed a prepared raw food diet that I get from Natural Pet Pantry that's delivered to my home. There are many raw food items prepared for our dogs and cats that you can get in frozen form in pet stores. And what I'll tell you is the fear of contamination of these bacteria from handling raw meat products is far greater if you are buying human quality raw meat products at the grocery store than it is if you buy the prepared raw meat for animals. And I'll tell you how I know that, and that's because of all the hassle from AVMA and all, you know, these sources, the animal raw food diet has These companies have had to be extra careful. And one of the major raw food lines, at least in our area up here, is called Raw Advantage. And she, the gal that does the Raw Advantage products, and I know this has been done by other raw food vendors as well, she had her whole, kitchens and manufacturing plants. She had, you know, the experts come in to test for bacteria and do all that kind of stuff. And, you know, like when you get raw chicken at the grocery store, you test that stuff, and there's all kinds of stuff. You have to be really careful when you're handling, like, raw chicken, human raw chicken. Well, when they came in and, like, fingerprinted her facility and all her equipment and all of that, do you know that they could not even find any bacteria, let alone grow anything? There was nothing. Zippo, nada, nothing. So that's what I'm saying is that the raw food you buy frozen in the pet stores for your animal friends is most likely much cleaner and less of a contamination threat than the raw meat products you buy for yourself in the grocery store. So how do you like that? Now, because of that, and because of avian and all of that, now, I still, not everybody, not all animals will eat a raw food diet. Not all people are comfortable feeding one. Not all can afford it. Not all have the freezer space. So, again, there's not a right or a wrong from my perspective, and that's why I do all the kinds of education. And, of course, I choose to try to only advertise high-quality, natural, processed pet foods. And there are those, of course, that think that cooking is good. And, you know, we have Ann Martin on all the time, Food Pets Die For, and she prefers a cooked food. And I think any food that's real, you know, raw or cooked, is better than processed. But the best you can do is the best you can do. So we try to cover all the bases. But because of that, and in this latest AVMA hoopla, and I saw the video clip that they've put out related to this. It's like, oh, give me a break. I'm going to do my best to, I'm going to see if I can't get Dr. Lonsdale on here. And I'm going to do some more raw food animal programming, or at least I'm going to see what I can do about doing that, besides just telling you what I know. But I find the testing of animal raw food facilities and the fact that they can't find any bacteria and it's much better than the grocery store human food is fascinating. So anything you would like to chime in on my soapbox, Robin, before I get off? And
well, there's no doubt in my perception that you're 100% accurate in your interpretations, and it just kind of reminds me of no weapons of mass destruction found in Iraq. You know, it's like that same type of where this information come from, and then everybody follows it. It's like perception management of these big corporations and entities that if people aren't thinking, they just assume that it's fact and regulate their lives according to that information. And it's very dangerous not to think for yourself.
Yeah. And I'm not saying, you know, be lackadaisical about it. Of course, you know, you need to practice good hygiene, you know, and wash and all of that kind of stuff. But, you know, I just got to laugh. I mean, their concern about us feeding raw food to our animal friends is not because it's bad for the animals. They couldn't come up with that. They couldn't say that. All they could come up with was a concern for human contamination. So, you know, but be careful when you handle your own raw food, for crying out loud. All right. Okay, now here's a confirmation, I think, of what has been rumored for a long time. Cats kill more critters than thought. And Fluffy's not just eating birds. Robin, you can tune into this as I read. The mouse carcass Kitty presents you with is just the tip of a bloody iceberg. When researchers attached kitty cams to house cats, they found a secret world of slaughter. And this is probably all due, you know, that orange cat that lives here locally? I think in Ballard, you know, that they put that kitty cam on.
I remember that.
Yeah, remember him? I think that's when they figured out they could do this, because then the powers that be got busy here. While only 30% of roaming house cats kill prey, two animals a week on average, they are still slaying more wildlife than previously believed, according to research from the University of Georgia. Wildlife advocates say it is a frightening level of feline foul play. Based on a U.S. house cat population of 74 million, quote, cat predation is one of the reasons why one of the three American bird species are in decline. That's from the American Bird Conservancy. Now, Robin, I want you to follow this energy so you can tell us, you know, if you're seeing this is true, and if this is viable, which I kind of suspect that it is. The previous estimates were probably too conservative because they didn't include the animals that cats ate or left behind. The cats brought home just under a quarter of what they killed, ate 30% and left 49% to rot where they died. The carnage cuts across species. Lizards, snakes, and frogs make up 41%. Chipmunks, mammals such as chipmunks and voles were 25%. Insects and worms, 20%, and birds, 12%. And they're presenting their findings this week at the Ecological Society of America conference in Portland, Oregon. Well, and I can, you know, my cats, that's one another big reason why my cats are indoor only. Now, they do have their outdoor cat run, and they do catch any little shrews that come into the cat run. Anything bigger than that can't get into the cat run. And they do their share of bugs, you know, and they my house is fly free because I got great Abyssinian bug catchers. But you know, at least they're not contributing to the rest of this. Seeing a window into hidden lives of cats, the researchers recruited 60 owners in Athens, Georgia. Each owner put a small video camera mounted on a breakaway collar on the cat in the morning and let the cat out. They removed the camera and downloaded the footage each night. Each cat's activities were recorded for 7 to 10 days. The cats usually spent 4 to 6 hours outside every day. The Critter Cam team, which builds tiny mobile data gathering systems to study wild animal behavior, cameras were the smallest they've ever made to date. That's according to National Geographic's person. Cats aren't just a danger to others. They're also a danger to themselves. The cats in the study were seen engaging in such risky behavior as crossing roadways, 45%, eating and drinking things they found, 25%, exploring storm drains, 20%, and entering crawl spaces where they could become trapped, 20%. Male cats were more likely to do risky things than female cats, and older cats were more careful than younger ones. So there you go. Kind of amazing, huh? All right, what did you see on the net when I was reading all that, Robin?
Well, I did see a message that went across my third eye like a billboard that said estimate is low.
Low.
So it's more than that. And then the thought that came to me is how sophisticated this research is, especially with the glaring disparity between the lack of research with the raw food quote that you just spoke about. So this is just fascinating.
Yeah. So actually, even with these numbers, you think they're low?
Yes, I do.
So, you know, once again, there's another reason for keeping domestic cats inside, providing cat runs and all that sort of stuff. On the other hand, I have mixed feelings about this, Robin, because on one hand, it seems it's better for the cats. If you're providing, you know, like a Taj Mahal, and like what I do is like everybody that comes out and sees my cats and how they live says, when I want to come back as one of your cats. But on the other hand, we're messing with their free will choice. So it's risky if you do let them out. So I'm not quite sure. You know, I've chosen to mess with their free will choice and then just spoil the you-know-what out of them so that they're not unhappy about that. But, you know, I don't know. Are you getting anything on that one, Robin?
Well, I think their natural nature is to be a hunter, and probably the reason why the estimate is low is because it sounds like all of those cats they studied had a home to go back to.
Yeah, so it doesn't take into consideration the feral cats.
Exactly. And so, you know, I guess I'm going to go with the idea that maybe being loved and you know, indoors, or if it wants to be outdoors and adventurous. I mean, our cat Omen, who passed away a couple years ago, he really let me know that he wanted to be an outdoor cat. But I didn't do that with him because I couldn't do it. I just, you know.
Well, isn't that Owen, what I'm getting? And of course, and he didn't live a full lifetime.
No, he did not. But he and I guess I'm going to reframe that a little bit. Bob and I, as cat parents, we would have discussions, you know, what's the best thing to do for Omen. And we as parents together would decide that we would keep him to be an indoor cat. But then you're right. That is pretty interesting.
But you also, though, you had an outdoor cat run and you took him for walks on leashes and all of that. So you did the very best you could in keeping him safe.
Yes, and when he was sick, I would go out and just spend hours with him outdoors so we could spend as much time, you know, outdoors as possible. And he was really, really grateful that I did that with him. But at that time, I didn't know about how awful the food was, and we were feeding him the wrong food. We didn't learn until we listened to your show about the truth about pet food. So we just feel like we didn't do so good with that particular cat. But yeah. Our cat, Rumi, he really wants to be inside. Even before he, you know, reincarnated and came back to us, he specifically said, I'm okay being an inside cat. So I guess it's one of those things that if we're going to get a cat, we ought to ask it what it prefers.
Well, exactly. And that's their choice. Like the feral that came to me, Mohaka.
Yeah.
I assumed that because she was a feral and she spent 95% of her time outside that she wouldn't want to do the cat run. And yet, so I didn't show it to her. And then when we built the cat run, all of a sudden she taught herself how to use it. And she was 95% in the cat run. And she told me she could actually truly relax out there because there were no predators that could get in. And so she preferred the cat run. So, you know, go figure. All right. We are done with the first hour already. We are going to have to crank up the speed here to get through all this animals in the news in the next hour. So we have an hour to spend on medical stuff and Pluckner issues and all that sort of thing. So stay right where you are. We're going to turn this puppy right around and get started in the second hour. It's a Robin and Martha Sunday. Mount Shasta Mystic Robin Alexis is here. And we continue with Animal World straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.